Welcome to this online interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today is the company Harren Group and CombiLift. And first and foremost, I'd like to introduce Mr. Mark Hoene. He's the Senior Vice President, Strategy Corporate Development, and his colleague, Mr. Michael Daho, who is the Managing Director, CombiLift Project Logistics in Benelux. Both of you, very welcome to this interview.
Thank you very much.
Welcome, welcome. Starting with you, Mark, I always allow my interviewees, or accused, as I sometimes jokingly call them, to give a little bit of background to actually who are they? How did they get into shipping in the first place? And without fail, Mark, how did you get into this business from the beginning?
That's quite a long story, so I try to keep this
brief.
Very briefly. So I'm originally a trained forwarder. Then I studied business development and international management before I got into logistics-based IT. So I was formerly in the IT for 12 years and worked very close to the logistics and also to the shipping business. And then I have been hired by Klaus Hilbert to join another company that is very strong in the project logistics market. Mm-hmm. When I was there, we together jointly founded also a carrier company. And that was my first touch with the shipping industry at all. Okay. And then we moved on, Klaus Hilbert and myself. And then we crossed paths again when I was in the Harren Group and working for the Intermarine integration when Martin Harren went to purchase Intermarine. And I helped out to do the integration of this very nice entity into the Harren Group. And then I've seen the CombiLift as a very, very interesting entity with a lot of potential. And asked Martin Harren what he's going to do with this entity. And we developed ideas together. And he asked me if I know a real heavyweight in the industry to maybe further develop CombiLift to an EPC and OEM project logistics party. And then I introduced Klaus Hilbert to him. And then we developed some very nice ideas together. And Klaus Hilbert also joined, and that was the time where CombiLift was my central point of interest. And then, of course, I called my very good friend Michael Daho also, if he would like to join to develop this this outfit further. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that is how I ended up here.
Okay, that's a very interesting story. It seems to me it proves it's not what you know, it's who you know. It's all about networking, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Also innovation, and of course we need to take care of more of IT. And as you have just learned, IT is one of my genetic ingredients. I carry all the time with me. And shipping industry and also logistics, especially the project logistics, is a little bit behind the actual and most current development here. And we see a lot of potential to bring all this together. The networking part, of course, the people's business part, of course, but also to drive innovation and bring everything together on an IT-based business model that is maybe not that established in these kind of industries right now.
I think that sounds like a smart plan. Before I move on, just with a few more questions about the Harren Group, perhaps I'll just let you, Michael, give a quick introduction to our viewers about who you are, and then I'll continue with Mark here. So, Michael, how come you ended up on this screen today?
On this screen today? Well, my background...
Briefly.
I'll make it really briefly. My background is actually insurance and finance. So don't have a logistics background. Never had plans to end up in logistics. Till 2008, when two gentlemen, Mr. Rolf Gubler and Mr. Jürgen Osmus, approached me. And I joined KOG. And that was actually the beginning of my journey on the selling side of logistics. Have been on the buying side for several years. From KOG, became Rhenus. Rhenus became Hansa Meyer. That is where I joined forces with Mark. The relationship stayed. Mm-hmm. Did a while with 2 years with Martin Bencher after that, and now now with CombiLift, and that is in a nutshell actually my journey. I think it's an industry that is really addictive, and it if you want to have challenges and you want to have you know, fascination and a lot of things, I think it's one of the greatest industries to be in. Also the biggest headaches, but the rewards are also as big as the headaches.
Yeah, exactly. It sounds good, Michael. I like your story. Good to hear. Right, then let's go into it a bit more in detail. So Mark, who are Haren Group? For those viewers who may sit, let's say, outside Europe, not everyone knows the name Haren Group. Tell us about the group. Who's behind it? When was it originally established? And what does it encompass nowadays, please?
So, yeah, let me try also to compress 35 years of development.
Yeah.
So, and that's the first answer. So, Haren Group now is close to 35 years in business now. It has been founded by Peter Haren originally, the father of our current owner, Martin Haren.
Ah.
And the Haren Group itself is not that famous, maybe, in the industry than our primarily brands at the moment. So, for example, SAL Heavylift.
Yeah.
So the Haren Group consists of asset and non-asset-based companies, and primarily the shipping and and logistics business, to offer services across the whole supply chain.
Right.
And I would say most famous go-to brands are Intermarine, of course, but yeah. SAL Heavylift,
of course.
Or to say so, the JSA joint venture we have. But we are also consisting of CombiLift. That's also one of the brands we are talking about today.
Yeah.
It's engaged in the project logistics market. But we also have a variety of other entities that run very future-driven and environmentally friendly businesses like Athelion, for example. That's mm-hmm. We are providing offshore services in the wind context, for example, mm-hmm. and a whole bunch of other very interesting companies we have in the group of companies.
Okay.
So additionally, we also have a lot of supporting services. We have got a huge HR organization. We also have a huge legal organization to take care of everything. We are DIN ISO certified. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things to do to perform our services in a kind and manner that our customers require. And of course, also the environment is more and more important also for us. We are very, very engaged in this context also, and we are investing a lot of money to get especially the project logistics, but also the shipping business much more environment friendly than it is usually today.
Right.
So that's
so basically, you can say you're an international shipping group. You try to combine some very famous brands. Of course, everyone in the business should know or ought to know SAL and Intermarine, and of course us also CombiLift. You are a group encompassing these, plus you do the environmental, you can do project logistics. You are kind of a one-stop shop, maybe. Is that clear to say, fair to say, for big exporters?
That's absolutely true. So, but a lot of companies or group of companies are claiming this, but here, this is really the real background story. We are a one-stop shop. So if anybody has issues that are more or less logistically, then there is a very, very huge chance that we have the solution.
Yeah, I understand. No, for sure. SAL and Intermarine and CombiLift, all three brands are very famous. And how did you find one of the final questions here before I turn to Michael here? How do you find their interaction? I mean, when you take over new companies, what some people find is that it's problematic to make them speak together, so to speak. But you've managed that well, it seems, with these big brands.
That's always so. We clearly have to state these brands are independent from each other. So they have independent managements. They also have independent service provisions, and they are steered and controlled by their own.
Right.
And we don't have any conflicts of interest here, because they are management driven. Even that we are family owned by the Harren family, of course, we are under one roof.
Yeah.
But we are independent from each other, and of course we try at least to get advantages from the know-how that is surrounding us.
Sure.
But we are clearly, and we also need to be neutral in the markets, and but we are very friendly with each other. So what I can say, we have a very kind and nice and very productive and constructive spirit within or under this roof.
Yeah,
but we are clearly separated from each other.
That's a very important point, because whoever is viewing this, they need to know that if they go to SAL, they deal with SAL. If they go to Intermarine, it's Intermarine, and so on.
Absolutely.
So in a way, as we talked about in the beginning, there's a firewall there, so to speak.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
They are talking to when they talk to SAL, they are not talking the same time to CombiLift and vice versa.
Right.
So that's clearly the point. On the other hand side, we have of course a lot of intellectual property and knowledge that we can share, but we will never share other kind of data.
That's very comforting to know, because you have strength in your size across the board on various things, but individually it's marketed as brand and their own profit center, so to speak. So customer can be confident in who they are contacting. It will not be spread to the next one, for example.
Yeah, 100%. On the other hand side, we of course have the strength behind us, the strength of this huge and very powerful group. So
it makes perfect sense. I mean, you have technical solutions, you have engineers, you have, which is kind of know-how that is very hard to get. And of course, things like that can be shared as a matter of fact. So it sounds like you made it very clear. So anyone who watches this video can with confidence go to any one of your famous brands there.
Absolutely. And we, of course, also are maintaining a very good business relationship, as we also do to customers and other partners we work with.
Of course.
So we don't see any barriers between us and, for example, competitors to SAL. We are also working with other brands and market entities or well-established entities in the market that of course need to match our requirements in quality, performance, stability, and so on and so on. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Very good, Mark. It's you have said it all very clearly. I think it's for our viewers here, they now know what you're all about. Then I'll turn my attention to you, Michael, so you don't sit and feel alone up there in my upper left corner here. What are you doing there in CombiLift? Can you explain to our viewers what is CombiLift about, and what are you about in CombiLift? What can you do for them?
What can we do? We're in project logistics. Project logistics is, you know, like a discipline that you can find globally also with other companies. We move cargo for our customers on a door-to-door, door-to-port, port-to-door,
mm-hmm.
whatever the requirement is. Logistic challenges that the customer has, that is basically the job that we do. So we take care of the logistics need
mm-hmm.
that our customers have, can be in the form of 3PL, 4PL. And I think especially companies in our industry, we, that's still the nice part, that there is this flexibility that the typical, let's say, freight forwarders thinking still have, that just to supply a demand that the customer have, they have a need, we provide the need.
Right.
And that is basically what we do here. The office here in the Netherlands has opened its doors officially 1st of February.
Okay.
I'm trying to develop the office here. Of course, the market also. We're trying to develop the company, as you know, also have ideas on growth also of CombiLift. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of
What kind of, if I may ask you, Michael, what kind of segments are you focused on? I mean, there is a lot of renewable talk nowadays, wind turbines and so on and so forth. And you are in the Netherlands. Oil and gas comes to mind as well.
Oil and gas.
Yes.
Yeah. Power.
They are the segments you are mainly into, power, oil and gas.
Okay. Power, oil and gas, renewables. But we also have customers with the basic needs, the mid-sized companies, you know, which are manufacturing, mostly subcontractors for the major EPC contractors.
Okay.
Part of bigger projects. We have customers where we move packages. We have customers where we move an entire plant. And that's why I said that's the nice thing of this business, that the services that we can provide can apply for a lot of companies. And I'm not picky on that we say, yeah, we're only focused on oil and gas. Oil and gas is part of the business nowadays, as well as power, as renewables. But I think we're here to help our customers. And I'm not a manufacturer, so my customer manufactures. I just need to know how big, how much, and what are the dimensions, and we will help our customers as best as we can to move their cargo in the most efficient way that we can come up with.
Understand. Would your customers, could they, for example, be other forwarders who don't have the skills have?
Definitely. Okay. It's not, I don't think you have a lot of trucking companies locally, you know, who also talk with you name it, the Van der Vlis, the Westex, who also get inquiries from customers where the customer also asks them, okay, can you also arrange the ocean freight? You know, we're in contact with companies like this. We're in contact with several of our, not really competitors, but I think there is also a need also from our competitors. We cooperate with them, we work with them. It doesn't even have to be that it's a company without the knowledge, but even we also talk with the bigger companies. I think it comes back to the part that we said in the beginning, it's a people's business. I also rather give my cargo to somebody, even if it's a competitor that I trust and I know he will take care of it and will pay as much attention as I would give to us to make my customer happy, to have a returning customer.
Of course. Do you feel, being close to both forwarders and direct customers, do you feel things have changed? Are there more demands from, let's say, direct shippers now? They want you to take all the responsibilities in the world. You know, you have to sign huge agreements in order to get a certain project. Anything changed in that regard, or how do you cope?
I think it is getting more and more demanding because of the development in the technology. People know you're always reachable, so the demand demand indeed is getting higher to a certain point where I find it difficult to understand the feasibility or the request that the customer puts down. You see a change in this, and I think it has to do a lot with, I think that's my point of view, perhaps to deal also with a lot of people who are not as up to date or have the knowledge but claim to have the knowledge, and then you get like strange requests. Let's put it like that. But It is getting more and more demanding, because I think it's not just I like to look at it as process management instead of the logistics part. You know, if you're part of the process, you can control it better. If you're just getting in the end and everything already happened, I mean, a project, if you want to optimize it and be proactive, you need to be involved in the beginning. You need to understand the process. I believe the customers also need to understand, if you want to optimize it, I mean, if the house of cards already broke down, it's difficult to save the house of cards.
So it's too late.
It's too late. And I think it can be better, but I think the trust needs to be a little bit more, so it, for me, it's simply process management.
You are a global player. I mean, you're based in Benelux, but CombiLift can do global, right? I mean,
yes.
if there's a project out of China to the Netherlands, you have no problem to handle it. I mean, you have
definitely not. Everything that happens globally will be able to take care of it. I cannot get it to the moon yet, but that will be the next step. But on the planet, yes, I usually tell my customer, just let me know from where to where and how much is it, and we'll come up with a solution. That's basically what we do.
Okay, cool. And do you see, let's say, you know yourself, the former company that you worked in, which I also was heavily involved with, was now bought by one of the big ship owners, who wants to do everything door to door. Do you see, will the shipping lines succeed doing logistics door to door, do you think? Because in the past, it used to be the shipping lines do shipping and the forwarders do forwarding. And now it's getting a little blurred. Will that be successful, do you think?
I think it strongly depends also on the development of the rest of the world, the demand of the customers. I think if the customers want to go this direction, because it also depends on the breed of customer you have, the type of customer you have. I mean, the new generation, they look at things differently. They're more into the digitalization and, you know, the different way, I think, of working. Please don't let anybody pin me on this, but I think it will, the way we go, because we're not a manufacturer, we provide a service. So we provide a service to the industry. So it depends on how will the industry develop. If the industry will have this demand, then it will fit. And I think those big companies would be able to manage, and I think the time now, the advantage still lies with companies like us, the typical freight forwarder, to come with a flexibility.
Michael, I can say you pick up the phone if somebody calls you. It's not a call center in India, right?
Yes. That is the I think still the biggest difference when we take something like customer service, I try to understand what does customer service mean nowadays, but perhaps I'm an old guy, but these are the things. And I think the customer still wants to have this interaction, wants to have somebody to explain, wants to have somebody who can visualize this and takes away the worries that they have, and by understanding the concept that you're providing. But that comes back again to the part that I mentioned previously, is managing the process that they have and optimizing this. And I think the value in the process management is there for us as a freight forwarder. I mean, the simple trick of moving cargo from A to B, a lot of companies can do that. But what is the added service that you can provide here to optimize things, to create sustainability moving forward in the future, to create, you know, a reason to exist for companies still that, you know, money is still being made. And I mean, you know as well as me that mistakes in our industry, especially in shipping, it can be quite costly. So you want somebody to help you out, to guide you in this. Okay. And that is, I think that is still the role, luckily,
it's clear,
and of the freight forwarder, and it becomes personal.
Yes. No, it's quite clear. So good, Michael. I can see our colleague Mark just disappeared there, but I'll continue.
Probably his firewall caught up with him.
yeah. But I'll continue with you anyway. Clear to the point. One of the final questions here, Michael. How do you see the future for CombiLift and the situation? Do you feel 2023 end and 2024 will be good?
Okay. Definition of good.
Profitable, let's say.
Let me say I've never been as excited. Has been a long time that, you know, joining a company like CombiLift, having this great opportunity, you know, being part of the Harren Group, having an owner like Martin Harren, supporting us in this development. And we know where we want to go. Of course, it's growth. We want to establish our name in the industry. And these opportunities are given to us, and we have the means and the tools to make it happen. It's not like, you know, something you want to chase, but there is no you know, there's nothing there to make it happen, and we have everything on board. And I see the future of Combileaf really bright moving forward. There are, I mean, if you also look at the developments in the world on projects currently, mm-hmm. which are there, I think the world is really dynamic nowadays when it comes to the oil and gas, everything that's happening globally. The developments in the Middle East, it's those are all opportunities that we can be part of. And again, we have the tools, we have the power to engage these projects with our customers, for our customers. Yeah. And this is what we want to do. And I see it as a huge opportunity. I'm really blessed to be part of this journey with Combileaf. And yeah, we're going to make it happen.
It's a good, Michael. I like your positive spirit, and it makes the day go by easier, definitely. So, and I'm sure you're right. So, thank you very much for that, Mark. Can you hear me still?
Yes.
Okay. Mark, how do you see the future, bright or less bright or overly bright for the Hahn Group? Any dark clouds on the horizon, or do you see sunshine overall?
We are not seeing sunshine overall, but we see a lot of potential, and we see a positive, and we absolutely look positively in the future, and we have we really have the potential to make some out of this. So I see it totally positive, and at the potentials that we can cope and that we can figure out for us and sort out for us in that way, that we are clearly able and capable to develop our business model around these potentials. So I would say we have a bright future in front of us, and we have a very smart team. We have very, very smart people, and a lot of talents here that are keen on developing this future. Yeah. So, and I know it's always this look on the market and so on, but there's a lot of to do, and I guess and set up to make some very, very good developments out of this. Yeah.
Now, it's I must say, both of you come across as a very positive in outlook, and of course, you do have a fantastic group behind you. You have good names. I think for those in heavy lift and shipping industry, everyone knows the brands that you, let's say, encompass. So we all, I think all of our viewers will be impressed by that. I want formally to say thank you very much, Mark, and thank you very much, Michael, for giving content to this interview.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us, Paul, and thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah, you are most welcome, and to all our listeners, viewers, and readers of the written issue from around the world, this was yet another great interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today has been Mr. Mark Hoene. He is the senior vice president strategy corporate development at the Hahn Group, and based in Germany, I take it, Mark. I think that's correct to say, right?
Correct. Yeah.
And Mr. Michael Daho, who is the managing director Combileaf, based in Rotterdam. He's in charge of project logistics at Benelux. It's been a pleasure. And if you do have any major projects, do contact Combileaf and by extension, the Hahn Group, for what they can offer on a global scale. Thank you very much. And stay tuned, of course, for further interviews in the near future. Thank you.